You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I wanted to tell you about something that brought me a little joy lately. I was finally able to put things on my refrigerator again. Now, that might sound stupid to some people, but the house that I owned for the last 12 years, when I bought it, it had the most hit. Now, okay, disclaimer, some of you like this, some of you have this, and you think it's beautiful. I'm sorry. Good for you. I personally think it's hideous. But it was one of those refrigerators that has the same paneling on the outside that matches all the cabinets. And I guess the idea is we're going to disguise and camouflage the fridge so you can't find it.
You walk in, you're like, where's the fridge?
It's a house without a refrigerator. No, it looks like a cabinet.
How do I keep things cold?
It's so funny to me. So
it was pretty bad.
You heard me bitch about this fridge for 12 years because I've known you since before.
I saw it in person. It was bad.
Right. But what I'm saying is, in all that time, I never replaced it.
Yeah.
It's like,
why? It's unnecessary cost.
It works. Like, it works. But over the last few months that I was in that house, it started having a few issues, little problems here, little problems there. I was like, well, the time has come. So I went and got a new fridge, and I promptly, 6 weeks later, moved. And I wanted to kick myself. I was like, I finally got the freaking fridge that doesn't have the stupid paneling, and then I move. But the place I've got now also has the traditional stainless whatever fridge. And Jeremy, I can put things on my refrigerator.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, magnets with this, with that, the other. I'm like, I finally get to decorate a fridge. And some people think I'm a fool. Like, Shannon, our producer, told both you and me that we're idiots because a refrigerator shouldn't have anything on it.
Well, see, I'm kind of weird. I don't really like a lot of things on the fridge because I think it looks tacky and trashy and cluttered and messy. And I also don't care for the people that come over to your house, like a birthday party or whatever, and then they stand there, arms crossed, looking at everything on your fridge and reading all your notes and looking at the photos. I'm like, that is a private space, I feel like.
We are judging.
Don't look at my fridge, man. But that being said, our fridge is covered. It's a lot of kids stuff, you know, paintings, drawings. But I do know we still have a few Christmas cards on our fridge, which is weird to me. And then I think the weirdest thing that we have on there, and I think this is for those people that stand there and get all nosy, they can see our dog's anal gland medication schedule right there on the front of the fridge.
Oh, we'll judge.
And it's big bold letters, anal gland is on there, and we can, it's like a spreadsheet, so we can mark off if we've given the dog her medication or if we haven't. It's a visual representation if the dog has had her butt meds. And that's the weirdest thing displayed very prominently right on the front of our fridge.
Maybe that's why you don't invite people over. I've been to your house once in the 10 years you've lived there or whatever. One time. I'm not allowed. It's because of your embarrassment over your refrigerator.
It is funny because I made the little sheet and I didn't specify that it was for the dog. It doesn't say dog anal gland medication.
So you can tell people it's for Nicole.
It says anal gland med schedule.
Now my wife has a bit of a problem. She leaks. And
she's always dragging her butt on the carpet, and we had to finally get her on some meds. So that's the strangest thing that I have on my fridge right now.
Let me ask you this. Are you like me in that if you do go to somebody's house for a party and they have one of those things on the fridge that's like a shopping list, whether it's writing with a pen on a pad of paper that's hung in there, or the whiteboard kind of thing that you can write on. Don't you always write something on there at a party?
It's a law. You have to.
They won't discover until after the party when everybody's gone home.
It's in the Constitution. You have to do that.
You should
Our forefathers put that in.
And if those of you who have never done that before, live a little.
Do it.
You've got to jack with people's refrigerator.
Put something horrible on there.
Now, some of you are saying, where is this going? I'll tell you where this is going. We like to do fun topics on Friday. We call it Fun Friday. And today's is what's on your fridge. But we only want the stuff that you would like. If you say pizza coupons,
Who cares?
Everybody's got that.
Yeah, we want the weird, unique, odd things.
Like anal glands.
Anal gland meds.
I got to tell you one that stands out. I'm divorced, but my ex-wife, when I first met her, and I went to her place for the first time, and she was finishing getting ready or whatever so we could go, and I was standing there doing exactly what you're describing. I was looking
being
at
nosy.
Her. I was looking at it. Well, you're standing there in the kitchen.
It's rude.
It's like...
It's rude, man.
What else are you supposed to
it's
look at?
Other things. Go sit on the couch.
But here's what she had on her fridge that I thought was brilliant. She had a thing. It was on the side, but right there, visible where everybody could see it. And it was this big sheet of paper thing that was stuck up there with a magnet. And at the top was the heading, Foods I Like.
What? Okay. She needed a reminder?
No.
Oh, I do love pizza.
No. Think about this, how brilliant this really is. It's called Foods I Like. I know it didn't have pizza. It was particular dishes that you might have made a couple years ago, and we all space out, and we don't...
That is pretty good.
We don't think about
yeah.
it. And she had about 25 things listed on there that were all kind of unusual,
yeah.
but they were just little reminders, because it might be stuck in a recipe box or a recipe folder or a
whatever.
And
you made it once, and it wowed you.
And you loved it, and then you forgot about it, and you come home from work, and you're like, oh, I guess I'll just make stir fry again. And you... But instead, you look
at
this
list.
Foods I like. You're
chicken
like,
cacciatore.
Oh, my God.
Stroganoff.
Right. It's like pasta fiammalbo. I forgot all about that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So the foods I like is something that I think I'm going to put on my new fridge with a magnet.
It's really good, actually. I like that. It's a good reminder.
It seems dumb.
So you don't get in a rut.
But it's brilliant.
It is really good.
I don't have little kids, so I don't have coloring artwork on there. What do I do about
that?
Why
do you need little kids for that, buddy? It's time for you to sit down today with some Crayolas and draw a pony and put it on your fridge, my friend.
Would that be hilarious if people came over and they saw that and they're like, oh, who did
that?
It's
a pony.
Is that like your niece? Or no, that's me.
That's me right there next to a pony.
You know what? I think, honest to God, I think I'll do that. I think I'll color something and put it on the fridge.
Put a big heart on it.
And why not?
Why
right?
not? Do a couple of them. Go crazy. Yeah. That'd be pretty darn funny.
Here's Michelle on the phone. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Happy Friday to you. What's on your fridge?
Well, right now on my fridge, I have a huge countdown to the end of the school year. I'm a first grade teacher.
Yay! You're like, it can't come fast enough, huh?
So what's the number today?
Today is 34.
34 days.
Oh, man.
Now, let me ask you, I have to know, do you count, like, is it like 34 days total, or is that number of school days?
Yeah, like weekdays.
School days.
School days. 34 more school days.
Oh.
Yes.
Michelle, hang in there, okay? Summer's coming.
It's on the way.
Have a great day, okay?
See you later.
That's pretty funny. Hey, Ryan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So what's on the fridge?
I have a parking ticket that I got in Argentina.
Really? Well, how fast were you going?
No, it was a parking ticket.
Oh, parking. Oh, parking.
Yeah, he was going zero.
You were going zero.
He was going 0 kilometers per hour.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
Well, where were you parked?
So I tried to... Well, we went to a cute little cafe for breakfast, and there were 3 or 4 cars that were parked parallel. So I thought, well, sure, I'll park parallel. Well, there was a sign. Of course, it's in Spanish, and my Spanish is not exactly what it should be. But it said to park at an angle. So I went back out after breakfast, and my car, my rental car, had a ticket, and none of the other cars did. So I guess I was targeted.
That's right. They're like, we'll get the American. So
yeah.
I'm assuming you did not
pay the right.
Well, sorry. I was going to say, I'm assuming you didn't pay it.
Well, I tried to do the right thing. It has a website, so I went on for about 60 days and checked it for, you know, every few days, and I could never pay it. It never would show up in the system. So they either let me off or I have a warrant for my arrest.
So say you're a fugitive in Argentina.
You're an outlaw right now in South America.
I am.
You can never go back.
I feel really, you know, bad about that, I guess.
I do love it, though. I bet that looks good. Have a great weekend, Ryan.
You too.
Hi, right, man. Thanks right. for being on the show. Here's Sandy. Good morning, Sandy. Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So what's on your fridge?
Well, I have 3 sons, and when I started teaching the first son to drive, I thought, I'm so tired of people honking at this poor kid. We had a stick shift little Toyota pickup truck. So I went to a magnet making place and had them make a 3-foot-long magnet that's 1.5 feet wide that says, "Student driver, please be patient." And I don't know what to do with it. It's still hanging on my fridge.
So you put that on the front of your fridge. That's a giant magnet.
Oh, it's God. A giant magnet. And every time I told Todd, one of the boys, to drive.
You slapped it on.
I throw it on the back of the car. Well, they're 33, 31.
You don't need it. I would use it now as like a practical joke. Like slap it on the back of a friend's car or something, you know?
And now, hindsight being 2020, after I taught all three of them to drive, I should have had the magnet say, "Student driver, please wave with all 5 fingers."
Oh, yeah. Well, right. You know what? Just put it on your own car and drive around. Who cares?
Drive really slow. With your turn signal on.
Yeah, why not? Sandy, have a great weekend.
Bye, Sandy.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Oh, that's funny. Here's Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, boys.
What's on your fridge?
Magnetic word art.
I love those.
It is fun.
I love them.
It is so awesome. And unfortunately, we just keep forgetting it's there. So it has had the same message on it for like the last month.
What's the message right now?
The message right now was from my daughter, who is 10, who said basically to have a good birthday. I honestly don't remember what it was.
You know, that's another one of those things. If you go to somebody's house and they have it, you can put all sorts of foul,
obscene things. We did.
No, you have to be inventive, though, because they don't come with foul things.
Right. So. You have to be creative.
Yeah, but the friend that I'm talking about, their word art magnets were letters, not words.
There are some letters included. So, yeah, I guess you could be very. Mm-hmm.
You can. We used to have that actually on my fridge at home, and we did that. I would leave Nicole little messages, but we had to stop once Reed started learning how to read.
Yeah. Exactly.
Daddy, what's up?
Yeah.